It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
It's the most exciting sport on earth as far as I'm concerned.
Take a walk through the Nitro pits as we go one-on-one with the stars of drag racing.
Hi, I'm Courtney Force.
I'm Tony Schumacher.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
This is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
Featuring the NHRA's Alan Reinhardt.
Our events are truly an experience. They're not just a spectator event. They are an experience.
So get in, sit down, and hold on with host Joe Costello as he goes WFO.
Thanks, brother. Always love being on WFO, baby. Nobody brings it to you better than you, brother.
Now crank it up. It's time to go WFO. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back, NHRA fans, to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. We are back in the studio following the 46th Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals. What an event it was. We were on location, the East Coast opener in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. I was running around. It was out of control. It was awesome. So a lot of WFO Radio listeners out there, thank you so much for flagging me down. And maybe this is your first time listening after hearing us out at the track. If that is the case, welcome to you. We cover the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing and Lucas Oil Drag Racing Series, and you're going to hear from the winners. We have got Spencer Massey. We have got Ron Capps. We have got Karen Stover. How about that? And we have got Greg Anderson after his 75th milestone career victory right there in the tower on location. You are absolutely going to love it. We also caught up with the voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhardt, immediately after the race. This is going to be kind of a hybrid in a good way, in studio, out at the track, a little bit back and forth. Before we go back to the track in the Wayback Machine this weekend, I want to remind everybody, subscribe to the show and check out our sponsors. We've got some really cool things coming at you in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be at ZMAX Dragway, and we want to meet up with a lot of WFO Radio listeners out there. If you're new to the show, we're out there on the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series Tour for about half of the events, and so make plans to come out and see us. Click the banner ad on WFOradio.com, ZMAX Dragway. Get your tickets. Get ready to rock and roll. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. What a race it was. We've already got Larry Dixon booked for next week, folks. Larry is coming on the show, and we're going to talk about that horrific, nightmarish crash that has been literally everywhere, from Good Morning America to Fox and Friends to the World News Tonight to literally everywhere in the media community. It was one of the most horrific crashes that I have seen, certainly been there in person for, and it was a terrible scene until Larry Dixon emerged from the hulking, steaming wreck of Twisted Steel, put his arm in the air, the crowd erupted, went wild, and we were able to think about how the safety equipment did its job, and I'm sure the engineers and the safety people are thinking about how to make it even safer for the next time. But Larry has already agreed to come on next week's show and talk about it in depth on WFO for you WFO Radio listeners. So click subscribe, follow on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, whatever your means of keeping up with the social media world. You can download the WFO Radio application. It is absolutely free. And we're even on iHeartRadio now, the Race Day Nation app. And you can listen on iHeartRadio as well. Those guys picking up WFO Radio and Ignition and Nitro, you can get your fill on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, the WFO app. It's all happening. Great stuff. And a big thank you to all the listeners. It was just outrageous, the amount of listeners who were out at the Gator Nationals, coming up, saying WFO, hollering WFO. I heard WFO a lot. It was pretty crazy. But I loved it. It was great. The WFO Nation continues to build. It's a universe, in fact. So it's time to jump into the Wayback Machine and go back to the conference room in the tower to catch up with the voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhardt, following the race. Then our WFO winner views with each of the Mellow Yellow Series winners, Don Schumacher and Bob Ram from ProMod, all on this show. Let's go back to U.S. Auto Plus Raceway at Gainesville following the Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. WFO Radio following the 46th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. The race has been run, the winners have won, and you're going to hear from them on WFO. We are in the conference room in the now soon-to-be, or maybe already is, iconic Gainesville Tower, the very modern tower with a very nice conference room. And I am here with the voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhart. We're going to hear from the winners. We're going to hear from Ron Capps and Spencer Massey. We're going to hear from Greg Anderson after his 75th career win and Karen Stouffer. But, Alan, this event has gone by. The East Coast has opened. We are now off and running on the East Coast with the NHRA.
Pretty impressive weekend at the racetrack. You know, no matter what your favorite thing is, I don't know anything about the event that somebody would have gone, well, geez, that sucked. Obviously, would have loved to run the event without Larry Dixon's spectacular crash, but as we all know, those make headlines, and I mean, that made worldwide news. The bottom line being that Larry's okay, and he'll be back in a car, and we'll be seeing him at the four wide. But from the factory stock showdown on Thursday to the Top Fuel final today, I can't think of anything about it that somebody said, well, that was terrible. I wish, you know, if you came to this race and didn't think it was cool, don't come back. We got nothing for you. I know I've said that before, but.
That it ended, maybe. That sucked. That it ended.
Well, you know, you have to crown a champion. And the guys that got there, at the beginning of the day, who would have imagined that John Hale, making his third Sunday start driving Jim Dunn's car, would have made it to the final round? But he did. Who would have imagined we'd have a funny car race decided by 1/10,000th of a second? But we did. Who would think that a car tuned by Ron Tobler would need two whole shot wins to make it to the final? But they did. And who would have thought that a pro stock motorcycle racer that hasn't been on the bike in better than a calendar year shows up with no spare parts, no extra stuff, just, hey, we had a bike in a trailer, we threw it in, came, and left with the trophy. But she did. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah, I can't go any further than that. My vocabulary doesn't go that deep. It is shocking and amazing. The Karen Stouffer story, we could start out there. Very often we start in Top Fuel, but seeing her here on Thursday doing a media obligation, I saw her and I wasn't even sure that she was racing. I didn't think I understood that she was racing until seeing her on the bike. And then the reality, like, okay, what are they doing? They're trying to make a go of it. They're back. They're back for how long? Not long. And the idea that she turned that moment into holding up the Wally at the end of the event, beating Eddie Krawick in the final round, that's just some sort of serendipity. I don't know what the word is, but it's shocking and amazing.
Now, she did the same thing, and I made the comparison on the microphone, Sean Langdon in Pomona. We don't have a sponsor. We don't have a budget. We've got the equipment. Let's go to the first race and see what happens. Maybe we can impress somebody. Showed up in a bike dressed in black, didn't have a decal on it other than the required NHRA decal, the required Mellow Yellow decal, and qualified in the middle of the field, beat last year's winner, and then went on to beat one of the Harleys in the final. It's, I mean, nuts. How does something like that happen? But it happens in NHRA, and it happens fairly regularly. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. You show up on Sunday, you have no idea what's going to happen. At the end of the day, you go, wow, that was just cool.
Absolutely, it was. Huge congratulations to Karen Stouffer, and you're going to hear from her on this edition of WFO Radio and Pro Stock, Greg Anderson. My goodness, here's a guy who I know you know him well and have been around for all his 75 victories, but the fact that he hadn't won since 2012, and there was a little period in that where he was off for a health issue, I'm sure, but still, shocking that he hadn't won, but now 75 wins. He's got his most recent win and a major milestone at that.
And the fact that for the first two races, all anybody's been talking about is Elite Motorsports, Elite Motorsports, Elite Motorsports. Three cars out of four in the semifinals at Pomona, three cars out of four in the semifinals at Phoenix. But if you sit down and look at ultimate results, Ken Black Racing has won two of the three races. It's not about getting the semis, it's about getting the winner's circle with Jason winning Pomona and then Greg winning today over Jason in the final round. You know, Chris McGahey had far and away the best car. Once the first round was over with, Chris was low ET of the first, second, third, and fourth qualifying sessions, took the first round by, got a break in the second round when Vincent Nobile's car broke on the burnout, and McGahey rattles the tires, and then he doesn't get down again in the semis, and all of a sudden, clearly the best car in the field is not here anymore, and going into the final, clearly the best car of the two has been Jason's all day long. It slows a smidge. Margin of victory is 11/1000ths of a second. If somebody wants to say that was team orders and that was a dive, let me tell you something. Those guys are freaking good if they made that. Yeah. Greg wins for the first time in a while. Nice to see him back, you know, debuting a new, at least to him, car. It just, that shouldn't happen either. I mean, it just really shouldn't happen. But those guys have been working hard, having Mike Edwards back in the pits. Greg gave Mike Edwards a ton of credit in the winner's circle. You know, he said, had a lot of respect for this guy. He mopped up racetrack after racetrack with me for the last few years. And now he's over here overseeing our stuff, looking at our stuff and helping. Whether that was the missing ingredient, I couldn't tell you. But on race day, the two Summit cars looked very good. And obviously it played out with both of them in the final. And Greg finally getting that 75th win.
Very interesting as Pro Stock continues to evolve. Now super teams. You mentioned Elite, Gray Motorsports, of course. KB is back and never left, frankly, one round away from winning a championship last year. So it's going to be very fun to watch this all shake out now that Greg Anderson is back to his winning ways. In Funny Car, you mentioned Ron Capps. Just an incredible day. Early in the weekend, he told me they had the six-disc clutch in, and then they pulled it out and put the five-disc clutch back in, and, you know, the old comfortable pair of shoes or whatever, but able to make that switch, go on and win the race. And he has said, and we'll hear him on this show just a few minutes from now, talk about what the future is. But they didn't want to give away the Gator Nationals as a test to try to learn something. They wanted to try to win the race. They won the race.
For whatever reason, the Nitro cars struggled a little bit with the racetrack here in Gainesville. The weather was spectacular. The racetrack was in terrific shape. You know, the safety safari did their normal magic job. All of the track guys that I talked to for DSR, for John Force Racing, all of the guys that keep an eye on it said, track is great, but for whatever reason, a number of the teams struggled getting down it. You know, Ron Capps qualified in the bottom half of the field. Alexis DeJoria qualified in the bottom half of the field. There were some huge matchups in round number one because cars that don't normally qualify 10, 11, 12, 13 were down there. And, you know, today it was just a matter of who could hold on to it. I really thought it was Tim Wilkerson's race to lose. And then Tim Wilkerson loses a race by 1/10,000th of a second. We're talking 1 inch at 313 miles an hour. And Ron Capps goes ahead, takes that victory, and then parlays it into a win in the final round. They had a very good car, but it's very unusual that a Ron Tobler-tuned race car, which obviously Ron Tobler being Ron Capps' crew chief, two hole shot wins in order to get to the winner's circle, that just doesn't happen. When that Napa car's on, you don't need whole shot wins. It's got a fast car. But the competition was that tight. A lot of people struggling with the racetrack. And, you know, a rookie in the final round made it that much more exciting. You have two of the lower dollar independent teams racing in the semis for an opportunity to go to the trophy. John Hale beats Blake Alexander and then comes up a little bit short in the final round. But he won't forget his first Big Show Funny Car final, I promise.
That was wild, and it was cool looking at the ladder, seeing those two, knowing one or the other is going to the final round. We're going to have a true underdog in the final round. Spencer Massey in Top Fuel against Tony Schumacher. Spencer with a 20 reaction time. He'll talk about it. Rolled it in, won the race, but really I think the winner, Don Schumacher Racing, and that whole team family that Don returned here to the track this weekend. A lot of hugs, a lot of positive energy. We're going to hear from Don. He says he's got a new, renewed outlook on life, and I don't know if you believe in the power of positive thinking, but I'll tell you, I saw a whole lot of positive energy out here, and then they went out and doubled up. Are they connected? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But something special happened here for the Schumacher team.
Well, I definitely believe in the power of positive thinking. I think if you're going to attack a project and you believe you're going to fail, you're kind of writing your destiny. If you attack a project with a there's no way I'm going to fail attitude, then you will find a way to get it done. You know, after what Don went through during the offseason, dealing with some health issues, and I'll let him talk about that, and then having to miss the first couple of races of the season, his teams still were doing very well. But it was very clear that they were so happy to have him back at the racetrack. He's not involved with the running of the cars. He's not involved with the tuning decisions. He's not involved. He oversees the business, but he is such a big part and has so much respect, not just from his employees and his drivers, but from everybody in the pits. They were glad to see him back here. Obviously, it ended up being a huge day for him. You know, hopefully he'll be here for many more years to come, and we'll continue to see just spectacular moments like this, many of which are brought to us by Schumacher. The two team cars in the final go 388 to 387. Spencer winning, you mentioned the 20 reaction time on a little bitty hole shot, but that's the last two cars the Gainesville fans saw go down a racetrack. Flames up, spectacular race to the lights. Spencer wins his first of the year, his first Gator Nationals, and ties Shirley Muldowney at 18 wins. Ties Daryl Gwynn at 18 wins. I asked him about that in the winner's circle, and he's like, I was a junior kid who dreamed of maybe being a crew member someday, and the fact that he is now mentioned in the same sentence with those iconic legends is pretty special for him, and he obviously is a long way from finished with his career.
Just a spectacular event. You'll hear from Spencer Massey coming up a few minutes from now. A couple other notes, obviously, Ulf Leanders. What's up with Sweden? They have got Tomp Alcohol Funny Car figured out, and they are coming on strong.
That was an interesting day in Alcohol Funny Car today. Yanni Lindberg was the number one qualifier. He reset the national speed record. He took from Frank Manzo, who set it here, I believe it was 3 years ago. Car was flying. Overpowered the track early in the day, and then he was out of here. That left the door wide open. It just, you know, Leanders had a decent car, not a spectacular car. He was definitely having to work it. He was having to pedal it a couple of times. He was having to work his way down the track. But he's a car that everybody has been expecting to win for quite some time, and he finally got it done today. Those guys could not have been any more excited. And now the Swedes are two for two. And as I said on a microphone, I said, we need to dust off Frank Manzo and get him back out here just to restore some American pride in alcohol funny car racing. If you count Steve Harker being originally from Australia as a non-American driver, American drivers haven't won since Indy of last year. It's been that long of a drought in the national event trail. And, you know, the guys, they've been running good in Europe all these years. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, sure, come over here and show us what you got in America. Well, they're showing us what they got in America, and what they got is really fast cars.
Really fast cars. And in Tomp Alcohol Dragster, Randy Meyer, guy does it all, goes out there, gets the job done.
Where did that final round come from?
21.
We were watching, doing the TV show for the Lucas Oil Series, and talked to Randy at the end of the racetrack. He had run 532, 531, 530, right where he qualified. Was being consistent. He's like, oh, hot racetrack, just getting down. That's all it'll hold. That's all it'll take. That's all we can do. And then comes up in the final and unleashes a 21. Obviously, the run that Chris Demke made in the other lane wasn't the run that he was looking for, as his car slowed down a little bit. But let's be fair. He wasn't going to outrun a 21. They left within a couple thousandths reaction time-wise. If Demke makes the run he's dreaming of, he runs 25 or 26 and gets beat anyway. But Chris couldn't get his third. Randy Meyer got the Gator Nationals. If he had the same driver in that car all of last season, he would have been, I believe, a top three player in the points. Remember, that car won with different drivers. He's you know, getting some help here and there, picking up some sponsor dollars where he can here and there. His daughters are going to be driving that car in licensing tomorrow, but that's a very good hot rod that he's got out there right now, and he showed it off here today.
Bob Ramman, Pro Modified, the season opener for Pro Modified as well. One of those C7 Corvettes, which are just awesome cars, wins best appearing car, which I think it totally deserved it. But the guy, you'll hear him on WFO radio, hadn't won a round and wins four and wins his first event.
Well, he never won in 2014. He's undefeated in 2015. So, you know, sometimes you got to pay your dues before you get on that hot streak. Now, I mean, it's a great car, but ProMod was just strange. You know, the two Coughlin cars both had problems in the semifinals. Very unusual. When does a Coughlin car out of Jegs have problems at the racetrack? It just doesn't happen. And that's not to say that take anything away from Bob. You know, hey, you come up, you start your car, you fire it off, you race the guy in the other lane. If you do better than him, you go on. And it was a terrific day, as you said, for him. Obviously, he'll leave here with the points lead. When you look at the fact that neither one of the Whiteley cars even qualified for this race, Ricky Smith, the two-time now defending champion, is out of here in round number one. You know, Billy Glidden, red lights. What? It's going to be a fun year if you're a Pro Mod fan. We had a ton of cars here. We had tremendous competition. We had a surprise winner. And, you know, we get to do it again in a couple of weeks. So Pro Mod is going to be a fun class to watch this year, because you talk about unpredictable. They're probably the kings of it right now.
Yes, very exciting stuff. A great event, all and all. Joe Santangelo wins a comp eliminator for Arnie Martel. Any other sportsman standouts you might have had your eye on? And I know it went by like a blur.
Well, John Labuse winning again. You know, he has made such a name for himself in bracket racing. He did pick up one NHRA national event last year. But going up against Anthony Bertozzi, who he had borrowed the car from to race this event in the final round, that was fun. You know, David Rampe, another long day in both Superstock and comp. It just from top to bottom, it was a fun race. Kevin Helms wins stock eliminator with that wheel standing late model drag pack Hemi car. Brought it out here for the factory stock showdown. Didn't go as far as he wanted there, but ends up taking home the trophy from the Gator Nationals, and that's not a bad consolation prize.
Absolutely. Alan, thank you so much for taking the time to recap this event, and it won't be long till we're going four wide at ZMAX Dragway.
Looking forward to it. Brand new surface on all four lanes. The place is dressed up and ready for us. I've actually heard a couple of rumblings from some of the teams that say they're planning on going up there and testing at Charlotte next week. You know, by rule, you can't test on a racetrack we race on within a week of the national event, but we got a week off. So if guys want to go up there and test, obviously there'll be a number of cars running here tomorrow doing some testing on Monday, but a tremendous race. You know, no rain, no weather issues, even though the forecast wasn't so good earlier in the week, and just great racing. If there was a fan that was here today for the first time, and there were many, according to hands in the stands, getting baptized by Nitro, this is what we've got to offer. And if you like that, come back and see us again. If you didn't like that, try Needlepoint.
Needlepoint, not as exciting as NHRA, just saying. Alan, thank you very much.
Joe, thank you. Always a pleasure. Nice to hear you back on the microphone for the first time this year, and look forward to Charlotte.
And there you have it. We're back in the WFO Radio studios. The voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhart, and myself following the 46th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. Alan Reinhart, Brian Loans from Bankshift.com, and myself calling the action as part of the NHRA track announcing team at NHRA Mellow Yellow Series events. We will all be at the ZMAX Dragway for the 4-Wide Nationals next weekend. Hope to see you there. Of course, click the banner ad. Get your tickets now to come out and hang out with us. Look, folks, it was a tremendous event. So many great things, great stories, positive things. Don Schumacher back at the racetrack for the very first time in 2015. The Karen Stoffer story is outrageous. It really is. It's as old school drag racing as it gets. Hey, let's put together one engine and go try to win a race and see what we can do. And they did. People often talk about how now the super teams and the big teams and the little guy and he can't do it and it's just not possible. Oh, yeah? Maybe it is possible. Karen Stoffer certainly accomplished it. A combination of great performances, skill, and a little race day luck. Who doesn't get a little race day luck every now and again when they win? How about John Hale and Blake Alexander, two underdogs matching up in the semifinal rounds? Just awesome stuff. And it was great talking about it. And, of course, the DSR double. And I want to say a big super Mondo mega giant ginormous congratulations to Marla O'Gwynn for winning her first race. She is a crew member on Spencer Massey's Top Fuel Dragster, the Red Fuel Machine. We got to get Marla on the show, maybe next week. And she has been out there in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series as a crew member years ago on the Alexis's car for Coletta, and then last year she was on Beckman's car for Schumacher, kind of bouncing around, and this year moved over to Top Fuel for the very first time, and guess what? Victory, drinking from the chalice of victory. Congratulations, Marla O'Gwynn. And just tremendous, tremendous weekend, outstanding weekend. Here's what to do. Go to the nearest thesaurus and pick it up and look up these words that I'm using. And let's come up with some great synonyms for tremendous and outstanding and spectacular and amazing and incredible. And it was all of these things. It was a great event. And we've got the Winterviews coming up, the WFO Radio Winterviews. We caught up with Caps in the Media Center. We caught up with Spencer Massey in the Media Center. We caught up with Greg Anderson. How about that? Greg Anderson, 75 wins. It was over a year since he had won a race, but guess what? He's won one now. And I know the guys at the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series are super happy to have that big 75 wins sign off the truck after a year, carrying around every race, just in case. Is it going to be this week? No. Is it going to be this week? No. Well, it was this past week, and the sign is off the board. Excellent. We've got Bob Ram on the show. We're going to hear from Don Schumacher off the show. A very candid conversation in the Media Center with Don Schumacher about many things. So stick around. One thing that was really cool out there is to see everybody really getting after it, not just on the track, but in their businesses. Everybody, if you're going to be in racing, is either a business person, an entrepreneur, and even the racers with their apparel and their T-shirts. And who's coming up with the idea for a TV show? Who is trying to be creative to do something? Well, those things are great. Bringing on sponsors, sponsor relationships, all of that stuff. It's vital. It's important. It's how you get ahead. It's how you make money. It's how you advance in life. But hey, racers, there's something that you need to know first. I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera PA, but you know all these things I just told you about marketing experts and sponsor relationships. Well, when it comes to building these relationships, sound legal advice may help you avoid costly mistakes. And the folks at Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times that may help you avoid those mistakes. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners, that's right, WFO Radio listeners, you guys right now, can receive a free 30-day membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. No obligation, no credit card information. It is absolutely free. Go to WFOradio.com, click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad, enter your email address and information. WFO Radio listeners will receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. And they can assist with business and legal questions you might have, like converting hobby expenses into business expenses, tips on leasing a business location, or whether for retail, office, warehouse, or industrial, maybe a race shop, leasing versus buying options, assistance with trademarks and copyrights, creation of business entities, drafting contracts. All of these things, Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist with. There's a cool newsletter. Here's what to do. Go to WFOradio.com, click the banner ad, AmeriLawyer.com, and enter your information. You'll receive a 30-day free membership. It is awesome. And when you're on the page, which is they've rolled out the red carpet for all our listeners out there, you'll see our logo in there. If you look up, you will notice that I have done a 20-episode entrepreneurship podcast called Start or Expand Your Business Today with the folks from Spiegel & Utrera PA. Tons of great information there. Absolutely great information for starting, expanding, buying, or selling your business. Knowledge is power, and knowing that Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club is just one phone call away may give you the confidence to succeed during the day and rest well at night. When we come back, we're going to go back to Gainesville and hear from the winners of the 46th annual Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at C-Max Dragway. It's four wide and double the power. Wide Nationals are going to rock your world. See John Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Force blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS.
Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the streets. That's Redline Oil.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Hey, WFO radio listeners, if you're in the northern part of the country, I know you're freezing right now. You know what would be great? A hot cup of Rodax coffee. Maybe a little hot sauce, a little spice rub for that food you're cooking in the oven. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. They've got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. Their coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world, and it's all roasted fresh per order. They've got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots. They've got exotics. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or just pick up the phone. 817-924-6821. Keep your ear out for those WFO holiday packs. Depends on the holiday what the deal is, but Marvin is wheeling and he is dealing. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Hey, this is Ron Capps, and you're listening to WFO.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
We are back. We are now back. Welcome back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. I'm hoping our first-time listeners are loving the show. And remember, check out the archive. If you download our free mobile application, like you just heard about, you can go into the archive and find clips and interviews and all the winning drivers, Drew Skillman and Warren Johnson and John Force last week. We've had so many great ones recently, actually for all times. We've had many great ones as we document the sport of NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing. It was a spectacular event, truly. The 46th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals were one for the record books just in terms of fun and excitement. I got to do the baptism by Nitro for the very first time. It was something special, to say the least. But right now, we're going to go back to U.S. Auto Plus Raceway and the Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals just outside the media center, where we got to be a little quiet. We got to keep our voices down a little bit. Ron Capps going to make a couple of jokes about that. Ron Capps, Spencer Massey, Greg Anderson, and Karen Stover, a truly miraculous victory by Karen. We're going to do that, then we'll bring it back to the studio and then go back out to U.S. Auto Plus Raceway one more time on this edition of WFO Radio. Let's head on back to U.S. Auto Plus Raceway at Gainesville. Here with Ron Capps after his funny car win. We are in the media center, and media events are ongoing.
Whispering like we're at a golf tournament.
Should we talk louder?
No, we're whispering. He's got a 6-foot par putt. It's going to be breaking from left to right, Joe.
There's wind coming in. It looks like a seagull has picked up the ball.
It's me breaking wind.
Oh. Well, you're in a good mood. What's up with that? Wonder why.
Yeah, it's this little gold thing between my legs.
And the Wally is down there, too.
What I mean by that, the Wally is down here between my feet. Let's not get carried away.
We should do a show or something. It would be great.
We're doing one right now.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I was unaware. How about you tying Tony Pedregon for second all-time on the wins list? That's kind of a big stat.
Crazy. It's, like I said there in the media room, it's you. The cool thing about it, a lot of times when you win, is these little things that come along with it. Having Karen win and jumping in the mellow yellow thing was cool. I could hear the crowd cheer back in the staging lanes. Greg Anderson, first time in like 3 years, he said. So a little ride we take up. You always win a different driver, sometimes with the same driver a lot, you know, different categories. That's always fun. Then you get back up closer, and somebody reminds you that you're locked into the Traxxas shootout, which is huge. I mean, that's almost, I would say, one of the more important things and coolest things about today's win was getting locked in, because it's such a tough race to get into. You don't want to miss it, and there's a lot of good teams that don't get to race in that race in Indy. So that's one of the biggest weekends we have. It's now bigger with the points and a half than Indy will be, but to be locked into that shootout is great. It takes a lot of pressure off. And then to hear that, you know, I'm tied for the second most wins in the history of funny car is crazy to even think I'm in that category of being mentioned like that. So it's cool to hear all these little cool things.
How about winning a race by 0.0001, 1/10,000th of 1 second? You've been on a whole bunch on the other side, so you deserve this one. But tell me about that run. It doesn't get closer, literally.
Well, we got the new Charger body, and now I can see out the side windows, which is not a good thing in that situation, because now I can see Tim Wilkerson out my window, and I used to not be able to see those close races. Courtney, the whole shot win. I mean, that was just a plain old good drag race. Against him to be that close was crazy. We knew that would be a tough one. Look at who we had to beat today. I mean, Courtney Force's team is, you know, as good as it gets. Of course, Cruz Pedregon's second round was probably the biggest one we had. He was the class of the field, as you know, announcing up there. That car was thumping this weekend, so we knew that would be big. And we did it without lane choice all day except the final. Imagine that. So that just tells you, Tobler, we didn't have a pick of our lane. We had to choose when we got up there where we wanted to line up in the bad lane. But it wasn't, you know, lanes were pretty even. So luckily, Tobler, you know, he was on his game.
Switching to back and forth from the 5 to the 6 disc clutch, the challenges. You told me early in the week, you gave me like an inside baseball kind of thing. Like, this is what we're doing, and it's tough, and we need to do both because we can't give up national event wins, big races like the Gator Nationals, but we want to learn on the 6 disc because it seems like the future. And, boy, it really came together. The guys got it figured out with the 5 disc, Old Reliable, and you won the race.
Well, you know, my teammate over in NASCAR land, Chase Elliott, it's been so fun to watch him rattle wins off there. And we won a lot of races for Napa in the past, but we just felt like we should have won more races last year. Going to the 6 disc was huge, and it is the future. And what I love about Ron Tobler is his commitment to making our whole funny car category, or our whole funny car contingency at DSR, better in the future. And it is going to be the future. But us running it was going to get some data for everybody else to switch over. Unfortunately, you know, you don't have as many runs on his computer to look at. So we hiccuped a little Friday, and it turned out not to be what the 6 disc was doing. But regardless, he put the 5 disc in. And let me tell you, any listeners, I can't even compare it to something. It's to think about a crew chief making a change like that is so huge. And to hit it on the button and go down the track like we did Saturday and get in the show after switching from a 6 disc to a 5 disc in the middle of a weekend is unbelievable. And it shows you, you know, the kind of talent he has on his shoulders. And I could tell the car was back to where we were a couple years ago. And that's what he did. He went back to that combination of 5 disc. And ironically, that's when we ran our 490 or 396 in Englishtown and went on a streak of all those wins. So I'm pretty excited right now about our setup.
Final thought, the power of positive thinking, whatever that is. Everyone moved and motivated by Don's return, and it seems like there was this extra bounce, everyone coming over, hugs and positivity. And does that stuff translate into mechanics and engineering and physics, cars going down racetracks? I don't know, but the results that we have, a double up by DSR, it seems to prove the point.
Well, I will tell you that him just coming in the pit area, coming in the trailer, it really put everybody on notice, and on every team. I know our team for one, because just the fact he showed up after 7 weeks, the treatment he went through, I don't want to go into details, but it was ungodly to hear what he went through and what he's going to fight. And to have such a positive attitude, be at the track again, it trickles down. So, yeah, we had incentive, and, you know, things happen in the world that you just can't have an answer for sometimes. And, you know, we said this morning we need to win this one for Don. And, you know, you always say that. You might think that, but I could tell Topa, him and Don are very tight, and I could tell that he was emotional about Don being here, seeing Don show up and seeing the hurt that Don has, but he stuck it out. Was only going to be here a day and ended up staying the night and coming back out today, and I'm so glad because, you know, I've had some special trophies in the past, but to give this to him is going to be pretty cool for him to take back to Jupiter's, to his home.
Ron, thank you so much. Congratulations. Huge win. The Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals. This is such a big race.
You know what the best part is?
No.
Come on. What am I going to be doing on one of these Tuesdays coming up?
You're going to be on WFO. Well, technically, this interview, you're off this Tuesday. Because this is it.
This is the one?
This is it.
Oh.
Okay. Actually, I'm the one who is going to take off on Tuesday, actually.
Oh, so I can't call on the show?
If you want to arrange something special, we could do it.
So you're telling your listeners, you're going to tell them this was on a Tuesday?
That's correct. That is exactly what I'm going to do. And, you know, we'll do some other hard labor somewhere. You have carte blanche. You've won enough to be on any time you want.
Well, I might have to fight Reinhardt for that, but...
Oh, isn't, you know, that the truth, boy?
One of the perks is of winning an NHRA race is being on your show, and I love doing it. You got a great audience, and you get the good questions, and we can't hide from them. We got to come out, and, you know, it's we feel like it's a great show. We want to support it, so thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ron. Congratulations. Go celebrate.
Thanks, Joe.
Now we're here with Top Fuel winner Spencer Massey on WFO Radio, and Spencer's holding his Wally. Now, what's up with your leg? What's the story with that? Because I'm hearing the story, but I did not see you. What's going on. So you're playing hurt here.
Well, I'm not really playing hurt, but we had some malfunction in second round against Brittany Force, and our clutch settings weren't exactly right. And then the way we set my clutch pedal, we thrashed. We didn't even get to warm the car up before we got to race second round, and we weren't even sure if the car was going to go down the track. Because we didn't have any clutch pressure, we didn't have the settings right, we didn't have anything. And it got to the point where we just had to go. And we tried setting it up and making it to where it might work when I hit the pedal and it might not see pressure, it might. And so when I got in the car and we're running late and we make the corner, I put my foot on the clutch and the clutch pedal is almost all the way back and it's supposed to be standing straight up. So the leverage of the pedal was it was wrong. So for me to be able to push the clutch in when we started it, I had to push it with everything I had. And I literally, when I'm backing up from the burnout, I'm having to hold my knee down, actually pushing with my hand to help hold the clutch pedal down with my leg. And whenever I backed up, I'm sitting there and my leg, I mean, I'm quivering. I'm sitting there trying to just anything I can to keep that clutch pedal down. And because if I don't, it's going to get heat in the clutch. It's going to start wearing, which is going to mess everything up. And so it took everything I had to be able to hold that clutch pedal down. And whenever I put it on the high side and take my foot up the clutch to be able to roll it in, it was such a relief because I was able to stop holding the clutch pedal. But whenever made the run, made the turn off, and I went to go get out, it was cramped. I couldn't hardly even use it because I just got through using muscles I hadn't used in so long that way. And I got out and I went to step on it and almost fell over because my leg was hurting. And right now, I mean, I'm still kind of hurting with it, but the adrenaline's been rushing all day. But we came back that round and we were able to get everything put back together. The Mopar Express Lane, Matt Hagen's guys came over and actually prepared our spare parts. So if we happened to win that round, which we did, we were going to have the correct settings and everything set just right, and we'd be able to swap it out and put it in for the semifinals. And that's what we did. And we ended up making the run, and it ran a 85 or whatever it ran the semis. So we were comfortable with all the settings. Everything looked well, and we ran the final round. And it really ran probably 85 or 6 because I rolled it in pretty deep.
Oh, yeah, 20 reaction time against Tony Schumacher in the final round. It was almost a win already for the team. Don back out here, everybody clearly talking about that, moved by that, seeing the leader of the team coming out. And once the semifinals were over and you knew you were going to run Tony, but at that moment the driver takes over, you wanted to win, and you were able to do it with the 20 reaction time, winning on a hole shot. Talk about the significance of the Gator Nationals winning this race and what it means. To get a win early in the season, obviously the Traxxas Nitro Shootout, all of these things Ron just spoke about not long ago. These are all big, big moments.
They're huge moments. And like you said, I've never won at Gainesville as a driver. My first win here, my first time to ever win a national event as a crew member was here in 2005 on the Aaron Oliveira's Alcohol Dragster, Lucas Oil Alcohol Dragster. And that was my first ever Wally as a crew member. And now to win here as a top fuel driver is spectacular, and to have Don here for his first race back after everything he's gone through and after missing two races, and to have his funny car and his red fuel powered by Schumacher car win is simply amazing, and it brings so much to my heart just to do it for him, to be there. I mean, I know Tony, if he would have won, it would have been the same thing, but at the same time, I get to tell him thank you. I get to be the one to say, hey, we won. This is for you. So, I mean, it's awesome.
18th career win, Ty, Daryl Gwynn, and Shirley Muldowney, two pretty good racers.
Two excellent racers and two people I've looked up to for my entire life. And it's just crazy to think that I'm up there in those stats like that. And I would never have thought it. I mean, even right now, I'm very, very young in my career. And it's something that I'm very fortunate. I've been blessed with the right situations and the right people, right place at the right time. And I'm loving life, and this is what it's all about. So all my dreams been since I was a little kid, and I never want it to end. I plan on doing it just like I'm Chris Caramassini's till I'm 80-something years old.
I don't know. You might have crew chief in you, too. You're a hard worker. You love the mechanic side. Let me ask you, though. This is obviously the high side, the big moment of the weekend, but we did have a scary moment here this weekend. You were out on the starting line. You and Antron were next to go out when Larry went up in the air. What was your perspective of that whole situation as someone who sits in one of these cars for a living, who goes out there, accelerates like that, who lives that life, and something we can only imagine what it is like? Take me through what you experienced.
Well, obviously, like you said, I was sitting there in the water box, and we're getting the car ready to fire up. We're waiting for Larry and them to make their run, and I'm watching as the car's going down the track, and then I see just a ball of smoke, and then next thing you know, I see body panels flying through the air. What I actually saw, I thought it was body panels, but it was the entire front end flying through the air, and I couldn't really see because I'm strapped in that race car, but I'm asking everybody, you know, what happened? The tire blew, and everything was happened so fast, nobody really knew, obviously, until we saw the replay, but whenever you're sitting there and you're sitting in the car and you're thinking about, you know, anything can happen, and it's a top-field dragster. It doesn't matter if you're driving top-field dragster or junior dragster. anything can happen, and you have to be prepared for it. We have to have all our safety gear. That's why we have Impact Racing that has us the best fire suits, the best helmets. That's why Don Schumacher got our canopies built around this race car. So if anything does happen, there's not going to be parts or pieces or anything getting into us to be able to hurt us. And I just tell myself, hey, just be prepared for anything. But at the same time, I know I'm in the best situation and the best equipment and the best safety equipment and the best race car to be the safest I possibly can. And you just have to say, man, you know, I feel terrible for Larry. I feel terrible for Bob Vandegrift and their team because they didn't have a spare car. Don and Todd Okahara and my Red Fuel team, we actually offered our spare car to them to be able to run, and they elected not to do it, and totally understandable. But at the same time, that's the type of team that Don runs. We're here to help everybody, and I'm here to help Larry if he ever needs help. I'm here to help anybody. And at the same time, you can't sit back as a driver and just dwell over crashes and stuff because you don't want to think about it. But the one thing you do have to think about is anything can happen at any time, and you have to be mentally prepared for it. What if it happens? And basically, that's what probably goes through my head the most. Okay, if that happened to me, what's the first thing I'm going to do? Just like Larry, first thing I'm doing is putting the chutes out. First thing I'm doing is trying to shut the fuel off. Even if you're flying through the air, I mean, because Larry's talking about like it's slow motion, and I've been in an accident before back in alcohol dragster days, and everything happens in slow motion. He said that he's going through the air and thinking, man, where am I going to fall? Am I going to fall on the other side of the wall? Am I going to land on the roll cage? How am I going to land? And it's crazy to think that you're thinking that whenever he was flying through the air. And I would be thinking the same thing. And I would be wondering, okay, let go of the steering wheel, grab the brake, grab your shoulder belts because it's about to get crazy. And it did. And it's NHRA drag racing. It's fast. It's loud. It can be crazy. It can be dangerous. But that's why we're on the racetrack. We're not on the strip or we're not on the street. We're at the NHRA drag races with safety walls, with safety safari, helicopters. Everybody's here just in case anything happens to be the safest we possibly can. That's why we need to race at the drag strip, not on the street.
Driving home the point, Spencer Massey, Gator Nationals winner. Spencer, go celebrate. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, look forward to talking to your team.
Woo!
Texas, baby.
We are here with the Pro Stock winner on WFO Radio, a man you may have heard of once upon a time named Greg Anderson, who just won his 75th career NHRA Pro Stock victory. Greg, congratulations.
Thanks, Joe. It's been a long time coming, buddy. I certainly probably doubted I'd ever get to that milestone, but it's a cool milestone, and better than that, after 3 years of trying, I finally got back to winner's circle at an NHRA Mellow Yellow event, so feels great. It feels like my first win.
It's a bit shocking, the number, 2012, but in there, though, you went and had a health situation and got that fixed. You took some time off. There's going to be some time recovery with that, but you also have this very extreme level of determination when you're out there running in pro stock. It had to be a bit frustrating to come to these tracks and leave these tracks without winning races. After the start of your career, the first 74 victories came like gangbusters.
They did, and there's no question about that, Joe. It almost seemed like it came too easy. So when that stream slows down, it's tough to take. You know, when you come from the top of the mountain, you fall down to the bottom, it's tough. And that kind of defines what kind of person you are and what kind of champion you can be. Can you rise again from the ditch? You know, can you drag yourself back up? Can you find your way back to the top, back to victory lane? And can the team stay together through all that? Because obviously, you know, in drag racing, at least for me and many guys on my team, if we're not winning, we're not having that much fun. And I know it's a great opportunity we have out here, and it's a great lifestyle, and we're very fortunate to do what we do. But the truth is, winning is what's fun to us. We work so hard during the day and in 24 hours a day that, you know, there's no time to really sit back and laugh and giggle about it and have fun. You're too busy working because, you know, if you don't, you're going to get your butt kicked in the next race. So, you know, it takes for us winning an event to have fun. So if we don't win, we're not having fun, and we're not having a good time. We're not doing our job. So we've always treated it like that, and, you know, I've said it before, you just never know when that last win is going to be that last win. You never know when it's going to be your last one. So when it comes too easy for a while, it seems like you'll never stop, but reality says it will. And, you know, certainly for the last 3 years, I've wondered, is 74 going to be the number I've got beside me, you know, when I stop this deal? So I kept digging, I kept trying, but it was certainly in the back of my mind. And then when I went through the deal last year where I had to get my heart rebuilt, you know, and I didn't even know if I could come back and do it again, even try to win a 75th. So when I finally got through that and everything turned out great and I got back in the race car and I proved to myself that I could still drive one, then the belief came back that I could win again. but boy, for another 9 months or 10 months or 12 months, whatever it's been, couldn't make it happen. So, you know, you just got to keep fighting those doubters and the inside doubt coming from yourself. But I did, and all the guys on my team hung with me, and they kept their head up. They never panicked. They never worried about it. I worried more than everybody, but I'm back to winner's circle, back to victory lane, and feels fantastic, Joe. 75 feels great, but besides that 75th number, just winning for the first time in 3 years, just fantastic. Feels like my first win ever.
Tough races throughout the day, but the final round against your teammate, Jason Lyon. And the pro stock landscape has changed somewhat. You guys came in, and you were a super team for a while, a long time, a long period. But now there are a couple of super teams out there, Gray Motorsports building this three-car contingent and Elite Performance with their engine program. They're building a lot of power, and it's as if the model that you guys initiated has now been adopted, and guys are trying to evolve it. And staying at top, let's all remember, Jason was within one round, one run of winning a championship for you guys last year. It didn't go that way. That's fine. But the pro stock wars that we are seeing out there may be tougher than it's ever been. To face your teammate in the final, knowing all that you have on the line personally, and know that he's not going to give you an inch. That's one thing we know. He's not going to give you an inch to go up and get it done. Is that the cherry on top?
It is. It absolutely is. And you couldn't have said it better, Joe. This class right now is tougher than it's ever been. And it sounds like a cliche, but it's not. Everyone has figured out how to do it right. Years ago, you had two or three or four teams that knew how to do it right, knew how to win races, knew how to work at it, knew what ways to go about it. Everybody's got it figured out now, and that makes it that much tougher to win. It's really no different than NASCAR. You have so many teams that can win because everybody learns from each other. And they learned, you know, from the Kendrick team or whatever, 1 year, 6 years in a row that Jimmy Johnson won, how are they doing? Well, they've learned how they did it. So now your other people are applying those principles to their teams. Same thing in drag racing. They've all figured out how to do it successfully, and the result is tougher competition and harder to win races, harder to win championships. So it feels better than it ever did, you know, and it's not ever going to go back like it used to be where you had, you know, people in the class racing that really didn't know how to win and didn't understand, didn't put in the effort to win. Those days are gone. Everybody puts 100% into it now. Everybody knows how to do it, so it's going to be tougher to win, tougher to go on runs, tougher to go on streaks, tougher to pile up the victories. So they feel great nowadays. And, yes, we've stayed at or near the top of the class for a lot of years. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the team we put together and the way we've been able to stay near the top of the class or at the top of the class for 10, 12 years now, 14 years, whatever it's been. So a great deal, and we still have the belief inside ourselves that we can dominate this class, but reality says it's not going to happen. And for the reasons I just explained, it's not going to happen because there's too many people that now have the key. They have it figured out. They know what the missing ingredients they had were. They now have them on their team. So it's a tough battle, but you know, I guess that's what we like about the sport, the competition. That's why we do it.
Do you ever see yourself racing a car that's not red?
Not anymore. I think I'm going to go home and paint everything I own red. My house is probably going to be red by Wednesday. So it's kind of crazy. I always knew I liked the color red, Joe, but it means something. There's no question about that. So maybe the heart's red. Maybe the blood that squirted out of me during that operation's red. I should have got a clue off of that. I need red. I need red in my life. And the white cars and the gray cars that I've had for the last couple of years just didn't get her done. So took red, and I'll never stray again.
75 wins, Greg Anderson. Go celebrate. Thanks for putting on a show. It was fun to watch.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, buddy, and I am going to.
I was born ready. Here with Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Karen Stouffer. Now, do you remember talking to me, like, I don't know what year it was. Was it 2008, 2007?
2007. You were one of my first interviews when we won the race.
How about that? Right here behind the tower. And here we are again. This time a little different, though.
Yeah.
Tell me about you guys, you and Gary, your husband, talking about husband-wife discussion, debate, let's go to the Gator Nationals. How did that go?
It was actually, it really wasn't a debate. I didn't have much of an opportunity to say anything. You know, it was Gary and Greg, Greg Underdahl, Jimmy Underdahl's dad, who were sitting around and said, you know, you really need to go to Gainesville. We had acquired all of our equipment from when we were had Geico as a sponsor, and we have acquired it now for us under Stouffer Enterprises. And we were actually planning on hopefully coming out and putting a package together and coming out sometime in the middle of the year, closer maybe to the West Coast. And Greg says, you know, we really need you out here now. He goes, we'll help you out. We'll put you in our rig so you don't have to, you know, the expenses. We'll double up, and let's put you out there now. And so Gary came home and said, we're going to go to Gainesville. So I said, all right, I will plan my time and we'll make it. So that's really, I didn't really have a yes, no, let's talk about it. It was, we'll be ready. I said, okay, we'll do it.
Wow, how about that? He said go and she said yes, and that's that. Okay, the idea that you were going to win the race, did that cross your mind? Every competitor, yes, every race I go to, I show up, I think I'm going to win. And I believe that to an extent, the heart of a competitor, but also think that if the odds makers were putting odds on this, it would have been an extreme long shot. Did you roll in feeling like I could win this race, my first race back after several years?
You know, I'd probably say I rolled in saying I could ride my best. And again, I think you said it pretty well. Then you have one engine, and you always know that that's the wild card. And we have one engine, then you do anything to it, and your chances of going that next round have become definitely farther and farther away. So, I knew, I felt pretty confident and comfortable that I could get back on the bike after a year and a half and get right back in the zone, and luck be have it, we did. It was really good. We tested a little bit in Bradenton, had two hits in Bradenton, and came right back. Again, I don't want to say it's like riding a bike, but it really is like riding a bike. I was able to figure it out, and two hits was enough to get us here. Realistically, though, when you have one engine, you know that you have a gamble there. You know it's risky. But, you know, really what we did is we spent more time looking over things and being very, very thorough in the pits to allow us to go ahead and race to the extreme max like you have to do out here with these competitors on the racetrack. So a little bit more conservative in the pits and our maintenance and digging deeper and deeper to make sure we find every little thing so we can get on the racetrack and go ahead and have peak performance. So felt comfortable with the riding. I always had that in the back of the head that, you know, we only have one engine, but ultimately we just couldn't think about it when we were on the racetrack. And so realistically, I would have been happy to, you know, one round would have been happy. Phenomenal, the fact that we went all four rounds, just beyond a shock. We were riding good. The motor stayed together good. Like I said, the guys were really, really thorough back in the pits. So very, very, very happy. And like I said, I'll take luck sometimes, you know. I mean, we tried to be really, really conscious in the pits to make sure that we could be out and have good performance on the racetrack.
So what happens now? Are you just going to, that's it, retire, like come back, like George Costanza rules, that's it, I'm out of here. You won the race. Are you going to Z-Max for four wide?
Yeah, we actually did. We had signed up for the four wide. It just made sense from a logistics standpoint, going from here to there. Now, we knew that we might have to pull out if we had any kind of engine problems. We knew that we would have to pull out and not go. But I haven't been back to the pit, but I think with our pass, I didn't hear anything funny. I think our engine is intact, so we are definitely going to the four wide. I've been talking to a few people. You know, if we can find some funding and some backing, then we are definitely open to running the rest of the season or running more races. Again, we had tried to put a package together for the second half of the season starting in Sonoma on, but definitely entertaining and looking for, you know, you hate to be number one or to number two or up in the points and then just not show up, you know, but if that's when you only have one engine, you have to make those kind of decisions. But we would love to stay out there and we'd love to be out there further. It's just kind of right now it's going to be, I'll use the analogy of paycheck to paycheck. Right now it's just race to race to see what comes about and see if we can get our program together quicker and see if we can get some partners on board to help us.
I think the price is going up.
I don't know. We're pretty, you know what? We'll have to see.
Well, I mean, from last week to this week, if they'd have just signed on last week, it would have been totally different. Now you just won a race. This is a winning driver in the NHRA, has won 100% of the races in 2015.
There you go. That's a nice stat, huh? You can only say it once, right? Yeah.
You got a couple weeks.
Yeah, got a couple weeks to hold that time.
And you never know. Four wide.
That's true. The four wide.
Have you ever raced four wide?
I have. We've raced the four wide a couple of times. And then I think it went away, and then I think they brought it back last year. So I haven't done it in a while. Focus, got to concentrate on all the different lights, but excited again. Just hopefully we'll be able to put a nice program together again and go out there and do an A to B again. We're going to go out there. Like I say, I haven't been back to my pits to see if our engine is still intact and everything's good. I'm assuming it all is working well so that we'll be able to make it to Charlotte.
Karen, thanks for taking the time on WFO. Congratulations. Really, just a crazy scene. This is just one of those drag racing stories you are part of. Enjoy your win. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Back in the studio here at WFO Radio, thinking back to the race and being out there, watching some of the great Lucas Oil Series action as well. Johnny Labuse winning after coming so close last year. Kevin Helms all the great racers and interacting with them down in the pits. It's just such a fun thing to do. And I got to talk with a lot of different people out there, and just the personalities in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. Larry Dixon's post-crash interview is one for the ages. Giovanni in Miami got to speak with him in the media center. You can find that right in our archive. And go back and listen. Check it out. I know it's midweek and you're thinking, wow, no racing until next weekend. Go back. A lot of sounds of the cars and a lot of great stuff. You can relive the 46th Gator Nationals in the WFO archive. And if you really want to go crazy, you can go back to a lot of the events we've been on location and feel like you're there once again, kind of a moment in time captured forever here on WFO Radio. Now, we were out there at Auto Plus Raceway at Gainesville, which is the home of the Frank Hawley Drag Racing School, and I couldn't help but think about the Dragster Adventure. Pick up the phone and call 866-480-7223. The Dragster Adventure is coming to Gainesville. Well, they are already in Gainesville because that's where the school is. But they're doing the Dragster Adventure coming up here at the end of the March on the 27th. And this is something that you can certainly do. 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 3 seconds. 130 miles per hour in a quarter mile. You can even do side-by-side racing, licensing courses, of course. A big part of the world of drag racing is Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. But the Dragster Adventure is really targeted at folks like you and I who are just ham and eggers out there who want the experience, a bucket list item, really. Some people go skydiving, and some people go bungee jumping, and some people go rock climbing, and some people, who knows what they do, but some people drive a dragster. And it is an awesome experience. It's so much fun. They even had some students out there racing in the Gator Nationals. One even went to the second round of racing. Think about that. And you can do it. Now, I told you on Ignition a couple of weeks ago about the envelope you should put aside with the occasional $20 bill that you put in there, and sooner or later, you're going to reach the amount of money desired to go to Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School for the ultimate bucket list life experience item. You will absolutely love it. It will change your life. The experience is something you're going to talk about forever. But if you don't believe me, open a browser, go to frankhawley.com, check out the dates, read about it, and maybe even give them a call. They tour around the country, so if you're not in the southeastern Florida area in the next week or so, that's fine. They are going all around the country with the Dragster Adventure. You can take part in driving a dragster. You, your group, your friends, your sales team, your employees, your crew, your clients, you can all do it. Bachelor parties. You can all do it. It's the Dragster Adventure. They'll even break it up into four easy payments for you. That's for WFO radio listeners. Be sure to tell them you heard it on WFO. That's 866-480-7223 for Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, WFO radio listeners, if you're in the northern part of the country, I know you're freezing right now. You know what would be great? A hot cup of Rodax coffee. Maybe a little hot sauce, a little spice rub for that food you're cooking in the oven. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. They've got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. Their coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world, and it's all roasted fresh per order. They've got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots. They've got exotic. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or just pick up the phone. 817-924-6821. Keep your ear out for those WFO holiday packs. Depends on the holiday what the deal is, but Marvin is wheeling and he is dealing. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at C-Max Dragway. It's four wide and double the power. Worldwide Nationals are going to rock your world. See John Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Force blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS.
Hey, this is Joe Costello, and we'll be back to the show in a second. But first, I want to tell you about CompetitionPlus.com. There's a reason CompetitionPlus.com is the leader among drag racing electronic magazines. Their trained staff is always on alert and always asking the tough questions. The end result is hard-hitting drag racing journalism with up-to-the-minute reporting. For over a decade, CompetitionPlus.com has been a pioneer as drag racing's go-to source for the latest in news, race coverage, and high-quality photography. Their trained staff thrives on getting the inside stories, and their columnists study their topics before they hit their first keystroke. When it comes to covering the races, they leave you feeling as if you've actually been to the race. CompetitionPlus.com is an honest-to-goodness, free drag racing magazine published by the most passionate of drag racing fans, who just happen to be journalists. Don't wonder what's going on in the drag racing world. Be in the know daily. Log on to CompetitionPlus.com.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO store to order yours today.
Hey race fans, first you need to know, I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera PA. Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts and legal documents, and more. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad and enter your email address and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. And remember, knowledge is power.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Back at it here on WFO Radio. We still got more from the Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. And over the course of the season, I really do need to post my schedule. But I'll be at ZMAX Dragway in a couple weeks. We're running the ads. It's going to be great out there. Hopefully you'll come on out, get your tickets right through the WFO Radio website. Click that banner ad, and I hope to see you out there. But I'll be in Houston. I'll be in Atlanta. I'll be in Englishtown. I'll be in Bristol. I'll be in Epping, I'll be in Houston, I'll be in Dallas. Did I say Houston twice? I think I did. Chicago. I'm going to be at a lot of different racetracks. Indy. So come on out and hang out with us. We had such a great time. In fact, this past week, I was doing one of my responsibilities, and I ended up in the swarm of fans as they're exiting. It was all over. They're going home, and I got just kind of in the middle of the crowd. And it was a little bit shocking. I was shocked for a minute because people started to come up to me and thank me for the time that they had had. You know, thank you so much. This was so great. And it was just out of control. And of course, thank you for coming out. We love this stuff. This is why we're all here together, because this is just awesome. And without you guys, there would be no show. And they were making plans to come back, and it was just spectacular. It was really, really awesome. Now, we have got two more winter views here on WFO Radio Nitro, and we're going to go right back out to Auto Plus Raceway at Gainesville to hear from Don Schumacher. Folks, Don Schumacher shows up at the track for the first time in 2015. He has had well-publicized health problems. He submits to a really in-depth Q&A in the press room. The NHRA media basically explaining his whole procedures and everything he did. I was able to catch up with him right after that. We're going to get to that in a moment. And Bob Ram winning his first ever rounds in Pro Modified ever using his new C7 Corvette for the first time and wins the race. And the guy was just super cool. Wait till you hear Bob Ram's personality, like what this guy is like. He sounds really cool, like a cool character. And I hope to speak with him more throughout the year. But before we get to those final interviews, I do want to tell you about the great folks at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, he is a super drag racing fan, and he has got some of the best coffee that I've ever tasted. And I want you to know about it, because you can get some right on the front page of WFO Radio by clicking that banner ad. Over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends, all specially ground per order. They represent the top 5% of coffee in the world. He's got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots from farms that produce less than 10 sacks a year. The best thing to do is just pick up the phone and call him, though, because Marvin might ask you when you have your coffee or what you have it with. and be able to offer you some specialized advice as to what to get. Now, there is the WFO Radio Blend, which is the namesake of our show, which I think is very cool, and I enjoy it every morning. But it doesn't bother me if that's not what you get, because Bang the Blower is absolutely awesome. It started out as espresso for me, and now I use it in all forms, mixing it with cream and sugar in the afternoon, sometimes having it just straight as espresso. It is awesome. Plus, he's got exotic coffees like the Jamaican and the Sumatra Kopi Luwak, the Panama Geisha, the Australian, the Hawaiian Kona coffees. I know we've got WFO listeners out there in Hawaii. Rodax is simply awesome. You will absolutely love it. And in addition to the coffee, they have got the very awesome spice, rub, and hot sauce combinations. Talk to Marvin. Check it out. Give him a call, 817-924-6821. That's 817-924-6821. If you're a new WFO Radio listener and you really love the show, of course, check out all our sponsors, because we only advertise things that I really think you will enjoy, like, use, and benefit from. That is our goal. And so far, so good on that note. He's been doing it since 1976. Check him out. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Now it's time to go back out to U.S. Auto Plus Raceway and hear from Don Schumacher and Bob Ram, Pro Mod winner at the Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. WFO Radio here with Don Schumacher after just a spectacular weekend on the track and personally. Where do we start? Don, two cars winning the final here at the Gator Nationals.
It was just a phenomenal weekend with Ron Capps winning funny car, Spencer Massey in the red fuel car winning top fuel, my son Tony Schumacher in the Army car being runner-up. What a great, great weekend it was for me. The first weekend back out at the races this year so far, and great, great experience.
The NHRA press conference featured you talking a lot about your health issue and just like hearing where your mind went so many different times, just reading results and all of that. Must have been very difficult. But when you came back to the track, I saw so many hugs from so many people, people coming up, finding you, hugging you. I saw you and Robert Height. Robert like tried to shake your hand. You're like, no, man, let's hug it out. And that I really appreciated that. What was it like for you to experience that?
The amount of love and affection that I've received, not only from my family and friends, but the competitors out here, the whole fan base out here, the thousands of tweets, the hundreds and hundreds of cards, the texts, the telephone calls from whether it be John Force to Doug Coletta to Chad Head. And I don't want to start mentioning people because I'll forget Chad Head or anybody out there that reached out to me. It's just been overwhelming and remarkable. And it causes you, when you're dealing with this stuff, to say, hey, I need to keep myself up and keep going. And I have a lot of people out there that care about me and care about the world. And let's get on with life.
Life winning. They go together in many ways. And some great stats coming out of this one. Spencer tying Shirley Muldowney and Darrell Gwynn in wins. Ron Capps tying Tony Pedregon in overall career wins. You've been a big part of many of those. The season just getting started, though. I heard you say you are 100% ready to go for this season.
Oh, I am, and we are. The only thing I'd like to do is add a fourth top fuel dragster team to my my group. There's nothing on the horizon.
Yeah, you say that, but I see you standing next to cars down there. You brought it up, not me.
it's something that I've wanted to do for a few years, and I haven't accomplished that, and we'll see what the future brings. There's nothing on the horizon. Nothing that's even a smell out there. So,
but it would be cool if it was a girl, I think. That would be cool.
Oh, of course. I am prepared for the season. We're prepared for the battle, and it's going to be a battle right on down into the countdown, and then we'll go from there. It's a long season. We've been very successful so far early in the season. Won 5 of the 6 fuel competitions so far at the 3 races. And we got Charlotte in a couple of weekends. We'll see if we can qualify there and go from there.
Can we expect to see you at the track as we have in the past? Cut back a little bit and keep track via social media. Of course, daughter Megan does a great job with that. Or how often can we expect to see you?
I'm back. That's all I can say. I mean, I will be here when I choose to be here. There's nothing that's keeping me away. My life has changed, but I will be in Charlotte on Friday.
A lot of great insight about health, about life coming out of you. I greatly appreciate it, and I will take it to heart, as I hope our listeners do as well. Go celebrate with your team. Have a little fun. Thank you, Don.
Thank you very much, but get checkups often and early. That's the way you can be successful with detecting any kind of disease.
Great tip from Don Schumacher, who has been pretty successful in all his endeavors. Don, thank you very much. Congratulations on winning both classes here at the Amalie Oil Gator Nationals.
Joe, thank you very, very much. Take care.
WFO Radio here with a Pro Modified winner, Bob Ram, who takes home two Wallys at this event. Bob, congratulations on this win and best appearing. Which are you more proud of?
Joe, I think the win, you know. I mean, obviously, I mean, we had never won a round of competition before this weekend. You know, we showed up to five races last year, qualified for two, but never won a round. And here it is, you know, throw the brand new car in there, you know, that was the 14th lap on it. And it's only not gone down twice out of 14 laps. I mean, what a tribute to the people that set this car up. I mean, we have a one-of-a-kind struts, one-of-a-kind shocks that Chris Bell has engineered, built with his own two hands. Brandon Schweitzer at Schweitzer Dynamics, Ryan Morris, and Jerry Bickle, you know, RPM, J&A Services. But my crew, you know, starting with the top, the guy that runs my shop, Jimmy Flaner, you know, my daughter Jennifer Ram, Kristen Ram, Debbie Everhart, my sweetheart, Frankie Richburg, who lives in Florida, that comes in and, you know, travels to all the races with us. So we plan on making all 10 and just giving it a run, you know what I mean?
Blowing my mind that you hadn't won a round. Like, now I'm thinking about it, like, yeah, that makes sense, but wow, what a shock to your system this must be to come out to the Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals and go four rounds, hold up the Wally, take home best appearing. This is a very successful weekend.
You know, I hope this day doesn't even end, but, you know, the clock's always ticking and waits for nobody, but we're looking forward to Houston, and we got a new motor package coming in. The people at Rear Morrison are great, you know, Brad and David over there. And so, you know, we expect to go more fast, you know, even more fast and more consistent, you know, as the next race comes in. So
that is what it's all about. Bob, thank you for coming on WFO Radio and sharing this victory with us. This is great to see you guys out here. The car is awesome. The C7s are awesome. I think they just, as a car itself, how cool is it? Amazing. When you decided to get that, what put you over the top?
Well, Chris Bell, my crew chief, and Tim McCamus are good buddies, you know. And the first new Bickle car I ever bought, Tim McCamus was working there back in 1989. And he was just, you know, racing Pro Mod then. And he's been an idol of mine. And Tim, through Synergy Composites, engineered this whole body. Chris, last April, when we were trying to race NMCA to get enough grade points to even come out here, because we didn't have enough grade points, we had to go to all divisional races to get enough grade points to get into this sanctioning body, to Pro Mod division. We didn't have enough. And it was that much outpouring for people to get in here. And they've increased the field to 30 cars, and three cars withdrew. But, I mean, when the first race opened up for entry for this race, January 31st, all the way through Vegas, by a certain point, it had 26 cars pre-entered all the way in. If that's not popularity in a growing class, Joe, I don't know what is, you know. This is the most popular class out here right now.
It really is thrilling, exciting, the variety of cars, the variety of drivers and teams, a lot of character.
You know, a lot of guys that own the cars are driving them, you know what I mean? You know, and so that's what I attribute it to, you know. They're down-to-earth, hands-on people that just love this sport, you know, and they're passionate about it, so.
Old school, a lot of fun. I hope to see a lot more of you. Bob, congratulations.
I look forward to seeing you down the line, brother. Thank you.
And just like that, the 46th annual NHRA Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals draw to a close. When the WFO Winners Edition ends, the event is truly in the rearview mirror. Oh, how sad, right? But don't worry, folks. The four-wide nationals at the Bellagio of Drag Strips is just ahead of us. Next weekend, I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there? You can get your tickets right there on the front page of WFO Radio. And we are working on a great show for next week already. Just some of the things we've got lined up. We've got a guy you might have heard of, Larry Dixon, going to come on the show to discuss his hellacious crash and the fact that he was driving the thing till the very end. I'm looking at the Mark Rabilis photography of this shot sequence, and it's just unbelievable. the shots, first of all, the photos that Mark got. And Mark's been on the show before. We're actually trying to get Mark on to talk about what he saw through the viewfinder. But also, the fact that Larry is driving the car until the very end. He's driving, hand on the brake, shutting off fuel, hand on the wheel, while still in the air. It's unreal. And we're going to talk with Larry Dixon about it on next week's show. We're also working on getting Marla O'Gwen to be on the show. First win as a crew member in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series. Think that's not a big deal? Yeah, right. Marla is going to come on and talk about it, and we've been following her career for a long time, and it is very cool to see her get a victory with Spencer Massey and Red Fuel and Don Schumacher Racing. Also, working on Bob Tasca for next week. Bob Tasca has made the announcement that he will be back. He is now back for a limited schedule, beginning at the Four Wide Nationals. So you fans of Tasca, Bob Tasca, he has got a new sponsor for some races, but Bob Tasca is going to be back, and we're working on getting Bob Tasca on the show for next week, and maybe some additional surprises for next week's Nitro show. Our Ignition show will be our normal in-studio program that you love so much. The people who love Ignition, who listen to Ignition each week for the whatever it is, the crazy zaniness. I was trying to explain what Ignition is, and I guess we have entered the My Time segment of the show, where I just go off the rails here on NHRA Nitro and do whatever comes to mind. The My Time segment is new for this year, even though it has been happening since the beginning of the show, but we've now named it. This is My Time. And in My Time, I'm thinking about WFO Ignition at the moment. How last week we pre-recorded, and the listeners love that stuff, but not as much as when we are in studio doing our thing, whichever it is, whatever it is. Is it like a morning show? Is it like a talk show? Is it like an afternoon drive zoo? I don't know. But we definitely have multiple personalities and people involved talking about the NASCAR Cup Series and also Formula One. Formula One, who kicked off this past weekend. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg, first and second in total domination. Red Bull has threatened to pull out of the sport. That's it. This rules package is terrible. We're going to throw in the towel. You don't want our multi-billionaire owner, Dietrich Mateschitz, to decide he's bored, do you? We can be out of here. And it does offer some questions. How can one team just dominate for how many years straight and you freeze the rules? It's a good question. We'll talk about it. Kevin Harvick, on the other hand, that is in an even playing field, absolutely homologated NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and Kevin Harvick is dominating, the likes of which we haven't seen. And in fact, last weekend had finished in the top two for a record-tying sixth time, tied Jeff Gordon or something, or at least for the first time since 1996, and now has won again. Harvick, this guy is on rails, and his team owner still trying to find it. Going to be interesting to see the conversation surrounding that. We'll get into our WFO Radio Fantasy League. As I continue, making the drive back from Gainesville, thinking about the event I just saw and what the future holds. I've been going to this event for 36 straight years now. 36. How many people have done anything for 36 straight years? Me and my father and the family, different friends coming in and out over the years. And if you've come to the event with us, it's you know, it's part of our life. And I cannot explain to all you folks out there how much fun we have. Certainly have learned over the years how to do one of these NHRA national events. And some people come for a day. There's just not enough time. And I know I'm shilling a little bit for the series because I want you to come out to more days of the events. But there's just way too much to see in one day. I can honestly tell you that I was there for four straight days, every minute, every second, and plus a lot of bonus time that the gates were open. And I didn't get to do everything I wanted. I didn't get to see everybody I wanted to see. I didn't get to go talk to the people that I had planned to talk to. Just not enough time. Thank goodness for text and social media. It is such a cool atmosphere, a family atmosphere. And yes, maybe for you and your family. But once you start coming, you become part of this greater drag racing family where strangers who don't know one another are talking and high-fiving and back-slapping and showing off their pictures. And now with this digital social media thing that's going on, where everybody's got a super ultra high definition camera in their pocket and they can shoot the reactions of their friends and family members. It is just a super cool thing. Oh, and it looks like we'll be able to get Mark Rabilis on next week's show to talk about his incredible shots. That is awesome. So if you can make it out to an event this year, especially one that I'm going to, try to do it. And if you can't, the family extends through the portal of WFO Radio. That is why we are here. That is why we are now on iHeartRadio. That is why we are on Stitcher and TuneIn. And, of course, we have a great app developed by the folks at AppBurst. That is why the folks at Apple have created this incredible podcast catcher app in podcasts on your iPhone. You just find it, type in WFO Radio, and suddenly every single episode is on your phone. You could get them all. It is why we have the WFO Radio store. Yeah, sure, we're selling t-shirts, but more importantly, for WFO Radio listeners to be able to identify one another. And I saw quite a few black WFO Radio t-shirts out there at the track this weekend. There are black ones and white ones available in the WFO Radio store. Do you like how I just did that? Buying a shirt makes you part of something bigger, part of a community, part of a family, part of the WFO universe. All right, before I go too far off the rails, again, great weekend, so much fun. We're going to keep it rolling right through Ignition and into Nitro next week. We got Larry Dixon, we got Mark Rabilis, we got Marla O'Gwynn, and surprises yet to come. Hope to see you there. Remember to subscribe to the show. Thanks to Giovanni in Miami for putting together all the work and doing the interviews. Giovanni in Miami was interviewing people throughout the weekend. Without Giovanni in Miami, and this is like a tip of the cap, no wag of the finger, just a tip of the cap. Without Giovanni in Miami, the coverage would not have happened. I'm off doing stuff, arranging things. They're bringing in number one qualifiers to the media center. And talk about being thrown to the sharks and, like, grabbing the shark by the throat and fighting it off. Hey, shark, get out of here. Giovanni in Miami pulled it off. It was outrageous. It was outstanding. It was amazing. The Larry Dixon interview. All right, here comes Larry Dixon, just involved in the crash of the century. Go talk to him. That is all in the archive. You can listen to it. Patrick, the webmaster, and everybody behind the scenes, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Family, of course. And we'll see you next week right here on WFO Radio.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.